约翰福音第九章
John chapter 9。
我相信这一章圣经的这个故事你们一定很熟。
I believe that you are very familiar with the story of this passage.
但我没有法师今天把这一章都讲完。
But I would not be able to preach the whole chapter.
但我今天只能给你们读五节圣经。
I can only but read to you 5 verses from this chapter.
第九章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 9, verse 1 to 5.
找到以后，我想因为这五节圣经，我们大家一起念。
We will read together because there are only 5 verses.
中文念文一起念，请来。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出上帝的荣耀来。趁着不热，我们必须做那差我来这个工。黑夜降到，就没有人做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。”有好多人有一个非常错误的观念。
There are many people who have a wrong concept.
因为约翰福音是四本福音书或者是新约全书里面最容易念的一本书。
They think that the book of John is the most difficult book to read.
No, 最容易的一本书。
The most easy to read, I'm sorry.
所以一信主就叫他念约翰福音。
So when people believe in Christ, they ask them to read the book of John.
照字迹来讲，约翰福音的字是最容易念的。
According to the sentence structure, probably is easy.
无论是英文，无论是希腊文，这个字是最容易念的。
Whether it's in Greek or whether it's in English, it's easy to follow the language.
但是约翰福音所讲的道理确实非常的深。
But the truth that's contained in John is very deep.
好像我们今天晚上所念的这五节圣经。
For instance, these 5 verses we've just read.
看起来非常简单。
It looks as if it's very easy.
若是你真正把它敲碎了来看这五节圣经，却了不起的真理。
But if you were to break it down, you'll find there's a great truth in it.
这里说耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
Yeah, it says that when Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
在原文的圣经里面讲到耶稣过去的时候他看见一个人，主耶稣看见一个瞎眼的人。
In the original language, it says that Jesus Christ, the Lord, he himself saw a man.
那在别的地方，我们看见所有耶稣医治的病都是以后的病
，and
以后的生了以后的病。
We can see that all the other illness that Jesus Christ has healed are but the illness after they have been born.
但在这里给我们看见这个瞎眼是生来就瞎眼的。
But here we can see this blind man was blind from birth.
这是第一次提到这样的病。
This is the first type of disease that was mentioned.
不是生了以后生病的。
Not after he has been born, then he had a disease.
这个人是生下来就是瞎眼的。
But then he was born blind.
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible enables us to see.
凡是耶稣基督他自己看见这个人的时候，他一定要做工的。
So at a time when Jesus sees somebody, he will work himself.
他一定要帮助他的。
Then he will help himself.
好像什么呢？
Like what?
好像撒该要看耶稣。
That Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus.
但是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣看见了撒该，就叫他快快地下来。
The Bible said that Jesus saw Zacchaeus and asked him to come down.
每一次耶稣一看见的时候，我们就知道这里面一定有故事。
Every time when Jesus sees that there's a story in it.
但今天的经文就不同。
But then today's passage is different.
第二节告诉我们说，门徒们就问耶稣说：“拉比啊，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪呢？是这人呢？是他的父母呢？”
Then secondly, said His disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
我不晓得你们念了这一节圣经有什么感想。
I don't know what's the feeling you have after you read this verse.
耶稣基督的这些门徒大半是什么样的人？
And what are people the disciples are?
是这个 Princeton 的研究院的学生？
Are they the graduate school student of Princeton?
是不是这个哥伦比亚大学的研究生？
Or the graduate students of Columbia University.
我们知道都不是的。
We know they are not.
大半都是打鱼的。
Most of them are fishermen.
很奇怪呀、啊，这些打鱼的人会问这个问题啊。
And this fisherman can ask this a question.
耶稣看见这个生来瞎眼的，要帮助他。
And Jesus saw this blind man and he wanted to help him.
但这些门徒们忽然就砰爆出一个问题来。
But then the disciples ask a question.
说拉比啊
，The rabbi.
啊，这个人生来瞎眼的是谁犯了罪？
This man was born blind. Who sinned?
是这人呢？是他的父母呢
？Is he or the parents?
所以你可以看得出来，人类受苦的这个问题。
So you can see that man's suffering.
不但是有学问的人来问这个问题。
Not only those who are learned will ask this question.
连这些没有学问的人都问这个问题。
Even those who are not educated will ask the same question.
好像一夜之间，这些耶稣的门徒们突然之间变了一个哲学的学生。
It looks as if overnight this disciple have turned to a philosophical student.
如果我不说他们是哲学家的话
If I'm not saying that they are philosophers
那我是给他们戴了高帽子了
Probably they got high praise
你说呢
What are you?
像这样的人忽然就会问出这个问题来
That this type of people can ask this question
所以你可以看得出来人类受苦的这个问题
So you can see the suffering of mankind, this problem
在人类的心灵中是何等的深啊
That in man is so deeply rooted
但是读书的有思想的要研究这个问题
Not only those who are educated those with high thinking will study this problem
连这些当时看起来普通的人这些打鱼的人他们都会有这样的问题
Even these common people the fishermen have this problem too
人为什么要受苦、啊、
Why is that man suffer?
哎呀当我读到这里的时候我心里非常高兴啊
When I read here I was so joyful
啊这下子耶稣可以答复问题了
That Jesus now can teach and answer
不但如此而且他们问这个问题还问得很特质的呢
Also they ask in a very special
因为平常我们总想受苦这个受苦啊同罪都是发生关系
Because usually we think that the suffering is connected with sin
在我们团体里面若是有哪一个姊妹或者弟兄发生了什么事
Because in our midst the Bible study if there's anybody
生一个大病我这是一个车祸
And if it is ill or it meant accident
眼睛撞破了
Or even the spectacles are broken
在夜里面住个两三个礼拜
I was staying 2 or 3 months in the hospital
我相信很多人的心目中马上一个头一个反应说哦哦他是罪有应得
I believe that a lot of people have this response that well he deserves it
是不是呢我们常会这样想的
We think this way
就是我们自己也是一样啊
Even we ourselves
哎呀若是生大病的时候头一件事上帝啊若是我犯了什么罪你赦免我好吧
Yeah, you will pray to God God if I'm sinning please forgive me
我这个传道人常与几乎为人祷告
Many times I pray for people as a preacher
特别是那个重病的时候 要牧师来祷告
Especially those who are very ill They want pastor to pray for them
我常常说这个牧师、啊、是很难做的
And I used to say that pastor is difficult to become pastor
有一次我在香港看见一个人他就脚肿了
There was one I saw a man in Hong Kong had a swollen leg
这个脚长得了好大好肿大好大
A swollen leg
我说我 No, feet Foot
啊，
那么我说我为你祷告。
I say I pray for you。
我那个人说 No, 哦不，牧师不要。
He said No, Pastor No。
我说为什么呢
？He said Why？
他说这个脚怎么臭，怎么麻烦上帝啊
？He said My feet is so smelly. How can I trouble the God？
哎呀，这个脚有中间是各式各样的人都有的。
And this type of feet, everybody have different type of feet。
那么若是生了癌了，我生那些大病的时候，你为他祷告哇，头一件事。
And if they have cancer and big illness, the first thing they will ask.
他马上就认罪。
He will confess.
哎呀，平常的时候好像是 gentleman 啊，到了那个时候就是个大罪人了。上帝啊，求你赦免我的罪。
In the past, you will be like a gentleman, but then when he's sick, he asks God's forgiveness.
我请问你，你遭你苦难的时候有没有这么一个反应？
When you have suffering, do you have this type of response or not?
那有的人已经点头了，有。
Somebody nodding.
我想每一个人都有这个情形的。
Everybody has this experience.
我相信中外无论哪一个人。是有什么样的宗教信仰有什么样的思想我们总是想到苦难跟罪分不开
irrespective of which country you come from irrespective of what type of philosophy you have you will have this type of response
但是这个人是生来瞎眼的
but this man was born blind
那么我请问你到底是哪一个犯的罪
now who sinned then I ask you
你看看这一些门徒们有没有哲学思想啊
These disciples do have philosophical thinking or not
这个问题问出来你怎么答你怎么答
how would you answer this question
怎么答是他犯了罪
Is it he who sinned?
所以他生来瞎眼
That he was born blind?
那么他没有生以前就犯了罪了
Then which means that before he was born he was sinning
到底还是他的父母犯罪呢
Or his parents who were sinning
啊父亲是三葡萄儿子牙齿都删掉了那我们大约都有这样的思想
So we all have this type of thinking
这个儿子不好
And the son is no good
我们就说他是父亲不好
Then we say the parent is no good
就是因为他的父亲不好才有这样的儿子
Because the parents are no good That's why this type of son
是不是我们有这么的想法呢
We may have this type of thinking
哎呀说这一代不好是报应因为他的父母不好所以报应他的儿子
We say this generation is no good Because that is the revenge they will take Because they are bad
你不要想这光是普通人的观念
Don't have the usual man's thinking.
圣经里也确实讲这样的话。
Because the Bible says the statement.
若是你犯了罪，他要追讨你的罪，直到三世代。
Because if you sin, God will seek after you for 3 or 4 generations.
对吧 不对，圣经有这样的话，圣经有这样的话。
The Bible has that statement.
但现在他们问这个问题里面还有一个复杂问题。
But then when they ask this question, there's another complicated question.
生来瞎眼的。
He was born blind.
是他犯罪，是他的父母犯罪。
Is he sin or the parents?
若是是他犯罪的话呢
？If he is the one who sinned.
那么换句话说，他们相信什么
？In that other words, what do they believe?
啊 ，reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
对不对呢？是不是呢？说生前犯了罪，那么现在就受苦了。
That before he was born, he sinned. That's why now he suffers.
哈、啊，所以有的人说，哎呀，你待我这么好啊，来生的我做个狗来报应你。
And the people who say that you are so good to me, in the, when I am reincarnated, I will dog to serve you.
但奇怪不奇怪？这些是犹太人。
But this is a Jew.
这些不是外教人。
They are not the Gentiles.
这个人为的观念是从东方去的。
This is a man-made concept coming from the Eastern world.
所以你可以看得出来，不管什么样地方的人。
So you can see that no matter where you come from,
有多少的看法
，the how many of view you have
是宇宙性的。
This universal.
虽然在一个地方可以很重。
Even though in a one place is very highly esteemed,
但是在这样的在但是这这种思想会影响到很多的人。
But then this is a concept can influence many people.
连犹太人都会有这样的思想。
And、even the Jews have this concept.
所以你们不要轻看这个问题啊。
So do not despise this problem.
这个问题不单单是他们问出来关于受苦到底人为什么要受苦啊。
Then only they ask why is that man suffer?
啊，不但如此，而且他们追根究底的问这个受苦是他的父亲犯的父母犯的罪。他是他自己犯的罪。
And they want to see the root of the problem, whether he sin or the parents.
若是他犯了罪，那么是不是生前他犯了罪，所以他现在才要受这个苦
？If he sin, is it because before he was born he sin? That's why he suffer today.
尤其是我们中国人呐、啊、
，especially Chinese.
啊，我们受这个印度的影响太深了。
Yeah, we influenced by the Indian culture.
不晓得你们怎么样？我们上海人常常讲一句话说：“哎呀，我是前世做了孽。”
The song I knew was said it's because I committed something wrong in the past.
啊，所以我现在受那么苦啊。
And that's why at this age I'm suffering.
尤其是那个太太嫁了一个不好的丈夫。
Especially if the wife were to marry a wicked husband.
很多的女人都就这么讲的。
A lot of this the wife would say this statement.
我前世不晓得做了什么孽了，才嫁你这么一个丈夫啊。
I don't know what I've done in the past that today I married you.
那么这个丈夫也一样的。
And the husband would say the same thing.
啊，要我前世做了什么孽了，套了你这么个太太。
I wouldn't know what I've done wrong I've done.In the past, that's why I have this wife.
你可以看见这样的带宗教性的这些思想在人的心里面是何等的深啊！
You can say this is a religious thought is so deeply rooted in man.
所以你们不要看圣经就是单单讲到永生的事情。
So don't think the Bible talking only about eternal life.
单单讲到天国的事情。
Or only alone of heavenly kingdom.
单单讲到耶稣要给我们讲的话。
Or only about the statement of Jesus Christ.
若是你从这样的角度你去看这些圣经的时候，有没有味道啊
？If you view from this viewpoint, there's no meaning.
有没有味道啊
？Is that meaning？
好像今天这个那个意大利粉你们都吃饱了。
The spaghetti is probably just too full with spaghetti.
大概是太酸了。
Probably too sour.
所以好像你们每一个人都待在那里一样的。
So you never respond.
啊，这就告诉你，我读了四十几年的圣经，到现在圣经好像新的一样。
After I read the Bible for 40 odd years, the Bible is still new to me.
到那里我真高兴啊。
I was so joyful when I read that.
我想这个机会来了。
I said the chance has come now.
主耶稣怎么答复啊
？How did Jesus answer?
对不对呢？他是一个 the greatest teacher of the world. 那么他怎么答复这个问题啊
？The greatest teacher of the world. How did he answer this problem?
你说对不对？你想不想要找到这个答复啊
？Do you want to find the answer or not?
想不想？若是你们查经办里面查到这个地方，你拿这样的问题拿出来就说，人家看看哦，圣经都有问这个问题的啊。
When you study the Bible in the Bible study group, people say, "Oh, Bible says this is a problem."
所以我说我在这几天里面心里面有一个意念。
That's why I have a thought these few days.
盼望接触在这里很简单的讲解神的话。
That through here, I want to explain the Bible very simply.
让你看出圣经是那么宝贝。
That can see the Bible is so precious.
他从来不避讳这些问题。
That he doesn't escape from this problem.
就是耶稣基督他是童贞与玛利亚生的这问题他不避免。
That even Jesus Christ was born with a Virgin Mary. This
是哪一本书里面提出来的
？Which book mentioned this?
童女怎么能生小孩子
？How can Virgin Mary give son?
哪一本书里提出来的？
Which book is mentioned?
No.
Isaiah?
No, no. Isaiah 是预言。
Isaiah was predicting.
但是哪一本书里面就说女这个没有结婚的女的，我还没有出嫁，怎么能生孩子？这个是这个问题哪一个讲
？Which book mentioned about this?
路加福音，路加是哪一个人
？Luke. Which Luke?
路加是个医生。
He is a physician.
你想他晓得不晓得这个问题啊？
Don't you think that the doctor will know
so in Matthew 福音书里不写，就在他的福音书里运行。
So in others, it's not recorded, but only the book of Luke.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他是个医生。
Because he's a doctor.
生小孩子是他的本行啊。
He know about giving birth to child.
哇，每一天、每一个月、每一个礼拜要接生的。
The every day he got to have this.
童女要生个孩子，这是一个很实在的问题啊。
But a virgin to give birth, this something is fact.
哎呀，好多新派的人说，哇，这个是神话。
A lot of laborers will say that this is the fallacy.
神是把这个以赛亚书的童女这个字把它改作少妇。
And so they change this virgin in the book of Isaiah as a young lady.
怎么可能这件事啊
？How is it possible?
他怎么可能啊
？How is it possible?
那圣经从来不避讳答复这个问题。
But the Bible never escapes from answering this question.
在路加福音第二章里面给你们答复的清清楚楚的。
In the book of Luke chapter 2, it answers you very clearly.
非常的清楚答复这个问题。
Very clearly answer this question.
为什么缘故呢
？Why?
因为神的话语非常清楚。
Because the word of God is so clear.
什么样的问题他都答复你
？What's that question you answer to?
这是我们这一些很客观的，我们没有基督教背景的。来读这个圣经的时候，我们不能不佩服他。
This is for us who are taking a very objective stance when we read this type of passage. We only but admire.
好像今天晚上这个问题一样。
Like tonight this problem.
耶稣看见这个生来瞎眼的。
That Jesus Christ when he saw this man who was born blind.
我每一次看到说他看见了，我心里就快乐。
Every time when the Bible says that he saw, I'm so joyful.
他不看见。
We are just scared that Jesus will not see.
他一看见马上就要帮助。
But then when he saw, he will extend the help.
但是这些门徒们忽然这些话起来了。
But then the disciples asked this question.
他们就问说这个人生来瞎眼的是他犯罪是他父母犯了罪
and they asked this man was born blind who sinned whether this man or that parents
OK 现在我们看看耶稣怎么答复的好不好
how did Jesus answer
好不好哎，所以好好的看圣经啊耶稣回答说
Jesus answer
也不是这人犯了罪也不是他父母犯了罪
neither this man nor his parents sinned
那这是主耶稣基督答复了他们头一个问题
this is the first question Jesus answer
他们问说是他犯了罪呢是他父亲犯了罪呢
because they ask whether this man sinned or the parents sinned
他说都不是的
he said neither or nor
所以受苦一定要同罪连关的这件事耶稣这里有个很清楚的答复
so the theory that a sin is suffering is connected to sin Jesus Christ gave a very clear answer
但是不要忘记这句话不是说受苦人类的受苦同罪没有关系
but do not forget that this statement doesn't point to the fact that the suffering has nothing to do with sin
但是这个人
but this man
他生来是瞎眼的
he was born blind
在他们面前是个受苦的人
That he's suffering before them.
同他犯罪，同他父母都没有关系。
And it's nothing to do for his sinning or his parents sinning.
求上帝帮助我们。
Where did God help us?
让这句话摆在我们心中。
That this statement is placed in our heart.
免得我们上魔鬼的当。
Lest that we will be triggered by Satan.
啊，魔鬼常常在我们受苦的时候，在我们心里面控告我们。
Many times, when we sin, Satan will accuse us.
神保罗啊
Reverend Shen,
你生心脏病就是因为你不好。
You have heart disease because you're no good.
啊，你懂吧？我差不多要死的时候了，那就是因为你不好，所以你要死。
And I'm about to die. He said, because you're not good, that's why you're about to die.
弟兄姊妹们，魔鬼用各样的办法，想要把主赐给我们的平安拿掉。
Satan will use all the methods to snatch away the peace that is given to us by Jesus Christ.
我也不是说受苦同罪没有关系。
I'm not saying that suffering has nothing to do with sin.
你在别的地方看见这件事情。
In other places, you can see this fact.
有的人的受苦实在是因为他的罪。
Some people have sinned because they have suffered because of sin.
好像我昨天晚上在这里讲了38年的病人。
Like the one who suffered 38 years, the illness.
你们记得吧？
Do you remember?
当他好了以后，耶稣对他讲一句话。
When he was healed, Jesus Christ said a statement.
说你从现在起。
From henceforth.
不要再怎么样。
Sin no more.
不要再犯罪。
Sin no more.
那么换句话说，他的38年的病同罪有什么关系吗
？In other words, in any relationship with his sickness for 38 years.
有关系的。
Yes, there is.
所以你可以看得出来。
You can see.
但今天的这个 case 同昨天的不同了。
But tonight's case is different from yesterday.
这个人的受苦。
That this man suffering.
同罪没有关系。
It's nothing to do with sin.
那么是什么呢
？And then what's that?
啊，我们看下去好吧。
We can see.
他说是要在他身上现出神的荣耀来作为来
that the work of God might be displayed in his life
趁着白天我们必须做那差我来这的工
and we do the work of God when it's still day
黑夜将到就没有人能做工了
because night is coming when no one can work
耶稣答复了没有
have Jesus Christ answered the question
答复了
did he
答复了没有
did he
答复了
did he
哎、hey, come on come on 答复了没有
did he
啊答复了
answer
为什么受苦啊
why is that he suffered
啊糊涂虫
manifest word of God no
你们想想看上帝的荣耀建造在我们人的痛苦上
Can God's glory be built upon our suffering?
这样的上帝你要不要相信啊？
Do you want this type of God or not?
我是不要的。
I don't want.
你懂不懂这个意思啊？
Do you understand this statement or not?
所以看出来你们读圣经就是糊涂啊。
So you can say that you never take care when you read the Bible.
你们读圣经就是糊里糊涂的读圣经。
You never take care when you read the Bible.
你们将来是糊里糊涂上天堂。
And also you will go to heaven without any way.
你们从来不思想下的。
You never think.
难道这个人受苦啊，上帝的工作在他身上彰显出来的荣耀，那么上帝荣耀借在人的痛苦上，这样的上帝我们相信啊。
When this man suffers, does it mean that God then will be manifested in his glory?
我们称他为天什么？
We ask him about heavenly
father. 我们称他为慈悲的天父。
He is a merciful heavenly father.
圣经给我们多少次讲到他是慈悲的？
The Bible many times says he's a loving father.
一个慈悲的天父要叫你受苦，他的荣耀，你说这个慈悲不慈悲？
Our father with mercy, he let us suffer so they can get glory. Is this
那样的天父头上有六个角的。
Then that our father has six horns.
他的眼睛是瞪出来的。
And the eyes are bulging out.
他这个嘴巴是怎么歪出来的？
And also the mouth is stuttered.
他那个牙齿是什么样子生的？
Even the teeth are coming out.
对不对呢？至少同我的信仰不合。
At least it's not coming to my faith.
我不相信我的天父是这样的。
I would not believe my heavenly father is such.
Amen, but amen.
Amen or not?
好，那么到底道理在哪里？
What is the truth then?
到底道理在什么地方？
Why is the truth then?
你们不是查经吗？
You have been studying the Bible.
是不是呢？你们不是读圣经吗？
Are you not reading the Bible?
啊，你看见没有？
Do you see or not?
Okay, 要不要我讲给你们听？
Do you want to answer?
不然的话时间来不及了啊。
If not, there's no more time.
本来我想今天讲长一点的。
Actually, I want to speak longer tonight.
为什么缘故呢？
Why?
今天最后一晚上吗？
This is the last night.
讲完了你们太长了，我下次不来就是了。
And after this dinner is too long, I won't come again. It's okay.
但是我觉得我已经很累了。
But I feel that I'm tired.
我这个暑假不停的有聚会。
I have so many conferences this summer.
这个完了以后还有两个聚会。
After this, there will be two more conferences.
还有八天的时间。
Eight days.
一个地方四天。
And 4 days and 4 days.
然后马上要赶到香港中国神学院去教书。
And I'll go to a China Graduate School of Theology.
所以我自己对自己说 ，better 啊，最好不要讲得太长。
So I tell myself better don't talk for too long.
Yeah, 我跟了唐牧师学了一件事，这次。
I've learned one thing from Reverend Stephen Tong.
为什么呢
？Why?
他平常讲起来像我声音一样那么大的。
Actually, usually when he speaks, he'll be as loud as myself.
但是这次他聪明得很哦，他声音讲得很小。
But this time he is very clever. He's always softly.
哇，所以我说我告诉我自己 better learn it. 所以我心里也稍微小一点。
So I want to be softer.
那么我不能小的话，我讲短一点。
When I cannot be soft, then I take talk shorter.
不至于那么辛苦。
It won't be so tiresome.
Okay, 让我来试试看，来答复这个问题。
Try to answer this question.
第一件事
，First thing，
主在这里没有直接的答复。
Here, Jesus Christ did not answer directly.
没有直接的答复。
Not direct.
为什么不直接答复呢
？Why not direct answer？
很奇怪啊。
Very strange enough.
我读到这里的时候，我就有点失望。
When I read here, I was a bit disappointed.
答复嘛是答复了。
Yes, he answered.
但是不是直接答复
？Why not direct answer？
我说主啊，怎么搞的
？I say, Lord, why？
多少哲学家
？A lot of philosophers.
多少这些在宗教里面想要一个系统的人
？A lot of people want a system in religion.
都在想办法要答复这个问题。
They want to answer this question.
我们基督徒也是一样啊。
That we Christians are the same.
盼望要找到这个受苦的原因啊。
We want to find the reason for suffering.
蛮好的一个姊妹。
Such a good sister.
什么都好。
Everything is good with her.
品性好，脾气好，学问好，样子也长得好。
Behavior, temper, and beauty, everything.
但是嫁一个丈夫就是恶得不得了。
By married to a husband who is so wicked.
真是叫你心里不痛啊！怎么一个爱主的姊妹
？Why is this such a lovable sister?
什么人都不嫁，就嫁那么一个恶公
？And get to marry this man.
哎呀！真是没有法子讲的。
We just can't explain.
你有没有这样的情形呢？有没有
Have you had this experience or not?
弟兄也是一样的。
The same thing with the husband.
这个弟兄是本事也好啊，家里什么事都帮忙做。这个太太不但懒又懒又恶。
Well, this is a good husband, but then married a very wicked and lazy wife.
讲道理就来的。
You just can't explain.
为什么呢
？Why?
弟兄姊妹们
，But dear brothers,
我在这里发现一件事。
Here I discover one thing.
当我安静在主面前祷告的时候
，When I keep myself silent before the Lord,
我就有两个答复。
There are two answers.
为什么主不在这里答复
？Why is that Jesus Christ never answered directly?
一个答复。
First,
说若是答复了我们，没有好处。
If he were to answer, it's not beneficial to us.
所以他不答复我们。
That's why he never answered.
第二个为什么不答复
？Secondly,
答复了我们不能懂的。
When he answered, we can never understand.
你们有没有小的时候你们问你们父亲的问题？
Sometimes when you are small, have you asked any question to your parents? That your dad will not give you an answer.
不要问，小孩子不懂。
Don't ask. You are too small. You wouldn't know anything.
有没有这样的情形呢？
Do you have this experience?
哦，有。我不想理解多少次。
I have met so many times.
我小的时候最喜欢发问题。
When I was a kid, I like to ask questions.
什么样的问题都要问。
All sorts of questions.
你知道为什么？
You know why?
上帝造我们这个人的头就是个问号，你看见没有？
Because God created our head just like a question mark.
所以你不问问题，你是个傻瓜。
So if you don't ask questions, you are dumb.
上帝造我们这个头脑就是要问问题的嘛。
Because God created the brain just to ask questions.
你读圣经要问问题啊。
When you read the Bible, you want to ask questions.
若是你不问问题的话，你怎么能懂啊？
If you don't ask, how can you understand?
你们做研究的工作的人就是晓得这件事。
Those who are doing research, you know this thing.
这问题问得对了，你这个研究就做了一半了。
If you have the right question, then your research is half successful.
Amen, by amen, 是不是？ 是不是呢？你这个做研究工作的人，问题问得对，一半你就已经做好了。
As a researcher, if you ask the right question, probably you are halfway through.
常常要问的。
Many times you got to ask questions.
问到一个时候，爸爸说你年纪太小了，告诉你也不懂。
Well, I asked only one stage. My father said, you're too young, you wouldn't know anything.
所以我从小就盼望天天长得了，快快长得像我爸爸一样。
So when I was young, I like to grow up as my father.
你晓得我怎么样做法的？
You know what I did?
我爸爸有个金表。
My father has golden watch.
那个时候那个金表不得了的一件事。
Golden was something great.
我每一次看见爸爸那个金表拿出来一百啊，就都是个大人的样子。
Last time when I saw that, he was taking out the golden watch as if an adult.
所以我有一天呢，就把那个金表偷来挂在身上。
So one day I stole that golden watch and put it in my pocket.
好像你们女孩子一样的，你们小时候想做大人，把你妈妈的鞋子穿上了那么走路，有没有啊？
Just like a lady, you want to wear the high heel shoe from your mother.
所以我也把我爸爸的金表挂起来，就长个大脸拿出来看看。
So I took the golden watch and then just pick it up and look.
但是我闯了一个祸。
But I got something wrong.
Did something wrong.
I did something wrong.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为不但挂在身上装个大人了，看见那个表里面在那么走的。
I find that it's moving such a way.
因为它这个玻璃的亮的。
Because it's shining with the glass.
背面看得见的。
And you can see from behind.
那个时候的表很漂亮的。
And that was a very beautiful watch.
但是忘记了这个表是爸爸的。
But I forget this watch belongs to my father.
但是看那个表，看走得好玩呢。
When she saw it,
我就把那个盖盖打开。
I opened even the cover.
不但盖盖打开，我还拿一把刀去想办法把那个螺丝钉拿掉。
And I tried to take away this the hand.
拿掉了吗？拿掉了。
I took away the hand of the watch.
装不上去了。
But I cannot fix it back.
我告诉你啊。 那一天以后，给我爸爸找到了以后，我爸爸给我好好的吃了一顿排骨烧肉。
After that, when my father found out, I really got a kidding.
这个是我们小孩子的经验。
This is our desire.
大家都想要做大人。
Everybody want to be an adult.
尤其是到这样的时候。
Especially at this stage.
哎呀，就讲给你都不懂的。
You can never understand.
你到了一个时候你才会晓得。
Until a certain stage, you understand.
这个时候告诉你没有好处的。
But I'll tell you now, you wouldn't understand.
我实在相信在这一个奥秘的问题上。
So I truly believe that upon this very profound question, God never answered directly.
不是他答复了我们，我们晓得了吗？有益处呢。
It is because that when you know, it will not benefit us.
一定是他讲出来的，我们不能懂。
Or even if you the answer, we wouldn't know.
所以在这里我说一个功课。
So here I learned a lesson.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所有的问题不一定我们都能找到答复。
All the questions that we have, we may not have the answer.
如果我们要把所有问题找到答复的话，这个几乎是不可能的。
If you want to find an answer for all questions, probably it's impossible.
不要说形而上的事。
Not talking about metaphysical things.
就是形而下，有很多的事，我们也没办法可以。
Even those things with the physical, we cannot find the answer.
对不对呢？
Isn't it right?
有好多的事。
There are many things.
我可以举出很多的例子来。
I can bring many illustrations. Whether chemistry, whether in the physics,
在我们生理的现象上。
In the philosophy,
有多少的东西？
In philosophy,
我们自然而不自己所依然。
We know that it is so, but we don't know why it's why.
我们没有法子可以找到答复。
We cannot find the answer.
这就是为什么缘故。
That's why.
没有一个人他能夸口说，我所有的问题都能给你解决。
That's why anyone who can boast that I can solve all problems for you.
这句话我们只能说 Jesus is the answer.
We can only say that Jesus is the answer.
只有这样。
That is only so.
我将来有一天。
Because one day,
我们要面对面地见他。
We are seeing face to face.
到那一个时候，我们看见他的时候，我们要全知道了。
And that day when you see him, we will know everything.
现在呀。
Now,
我们好像对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
As if we are facing the mirror, it's vague.
我们还现在是个小孩子。
And we also this kid.
我们想像一个小孩子。
We are like a kid.
我们的思想像一个小孩子。
Even our thinking like a kid.
我们的意念像一个小孩子。
Our mind like a kid.
所以我相信有多少问题。
So I believe there are many problems.
神今天没有直接答复我们。
That today God never answered directly.
因为我们人在神的面前，他不。 够深度了，完全了解这样的真理。
It is because before the Lord we are not in depth enough to understand.
但至少我们看见一件事。
But at least we know one thing.
他说在他身上要彰显出神的作为来。
Because he said that upon him the word of God to be displayed.
我相信这不是神年限的旨意，要叫人受苦。
I believe that it is not the original will of God that man should suffer.
同意不同意？
Do you agree or not?
为什么
？Why?
为什么神的原先旨意并不是让我们人受苦的
？Why is that in the original will of God, man should not suffer?
为什么
？Why?
为什么？若是是他原先的旨意让我们受苦，又要在我们受苦上面他做工，那这不是自相矛盾啊
？If in the original will of God that God wants us to suffer and in our suffering He will work, that's contradicting.
有没有看见一个父亲拿一把刀杀一下，再把他缝起来？
Have you seen any father will kill the son and try to heal him again? No such thing.
既然他要在这个痛苦上做工的话，那么表明眼前的这个苦难不是从他的目的来的。
Since he want to work at the time of suffering, which means the suffering doesn't come from him.
要紧不要紧？
Is that important?
这个信仰要紧不要紧？
Is this important?
要紧啊！
It's important.
这些是要讲是好像神学。
Like a theology.
是，这是就是神学。
Yes, it's a theology.
这是关于我们人一方面的神学。
That's a theological regarding man.
这叫做受苦一方面的神学。
Talking about suffering.
但至少从耶稣这句话，我们明白这一点。
But from this statement, you can understand the thing.
受苦原来的意思不从神那里来的。
To suffer is not the original will of God.
不是从神那里来的。
Not only that, it's not the will of God.
而且神要 work on it.
But God want to work on it.
他要解决这件事。
He want to work on this.
弟兄姊妹看见没有？
Have you seen this problem?
神打发主耶稣基督来。
That God has sent Jesus Christ into the world.
下面不是说。做那差我来这里工吗
？And to do the work of the one who sent me.
做什么工作呢
？What work？
这个做工同前面的作为，这个字在英文是一个字。
And work and work before are the same word.
这个字就是英文的 work， 一个字。
Work the same word.
在英文是这两个字是一个字。
And in the original language, these two words are the same word.
换句话说，神大发耶稣基督来，就是要解决人苦难的问题。
Which means that when God sent Jesus Christ, He wants to solve the problem of suffering.
看见没有
？Do you see that？
看见没有？
To see that.
所以当我们有苦难的时候
，So when we have sufferings，
我们可不可以祷告
？Can we pray or not？
我们可不可以求神给我们解决
？Can we ask God to give a solution？
既然原来的意思不是他叫我们受苦的
，If the original will of God is not for us to suffer，
可以不可以叫他来对付这个苦难
？Can we ask God to solve the problem of suffering？
可以不可以
？Can we？
哎，这个一个人一两个人讲
，What do you want to answer？
可以
？Can we？
这些话你们写下来啊
，Just take these words。
这个是读圣经，好像什么呢
？When you read the Bible，
好像一个 nut 啊，就吃那个核桃。
That's like a nut that are taking.
把它敲碎了以后啊
，When you try to
hammer the nut, 还要拿一个东西，给挑出来吃。
Even you use something to scrape it out.
这个圣经就把它敲碎了。
You broken it.
你把它挑出来吃。
And then scrape it out.
这是功夫啊。
This is something that you got to work very hard.
你们现在在这听是很容易啊，很舒服的坐在这里听啊。
It is easy for you to sit down and listen.
你知道我在膝盖上跪了多久啊
？But do you know how much time I spent in praying?
这是来之不易啊。
It's not easy to come by.
真的，你从这里你可以晓得有一件事，我这个自己的苦处不是从罪来的，我在神里面就可以求他。
If my suffering doesn't come from God, then upon this thing I can pray to
Him. 我有把握。
I have the assurance.
神一定为我们这个事情解决。
That God will solve this problem.
我一生。不晓得经过多少难处。
In my whole life, how much difficulty I gone through.
我知道一件事。
But there's one thing I know.
我的神是给我解决难处。
And my God is the one who solve my problems.
我的神是专门解决难处。
And my God is the one who solely solve my problems.
正好啊。
That's good.
我有一个小孙女。
I have a granddaughter.
这个小孙女啊，是同我非常的有缘分，非常的好。
This granddaughter is very closely related to me.
她
close to me.
小的时候睡觉睡在我这个肩膀上。
And when she was young, she would sleep upon my shoulder.
她就嗅我这个耳朵根睡觉。
And I also try to suck my this ear and sleep.
同我非常感情好
Very close to me.
那她的这个小孩，这个女孩子，小的时候气力很大 ，super girl.
And this granddaughter is very strong.
Super girl,
super girl, super girl.
气力很大
，super girl.
哇，同男孩子打就把男孩子打在地上，打几下上。
And she can even fight with a boy.
那么她的玩具呢，常常拉破。
And all the toys is tearing off.
那个时候很小哎
，very small.
她拉破了以后，她爸爸又看，不要看，不要看。她说 ，grand， 她叫她不叫我叫公公的，她娘的了叫我叫公鸡。啊，公鸡 fix， 公鸡 fix。啊，叫公鸡把它修，公公来把它修好。
He said the grandfather was trying to fix it back.
叫我的太太不叫婆婆，叫婆皮。啊，她善良的不得了。小孩子他懂得这个事
，But this small kid knows all these things.
因为他看见我常常在家里修理东西啊。
Because he saw that every day when I repair things in the house.
想象中这个公公是万能。
And to her, this grandfather is all powerful.
有一次她的婆婆把她拉得重一点，这个膀臂拉痛了，她就跑来跟我说，公鸡 ，fix me, fix me.
There was sometimes she was hurt with her hand, and she asked me to repair for her.
我在天父面前就像我的圣女一样的。
And I myself just a granddaughter before the Lord.
我知道的
，I know.
因为我们在这个世界里头啊
，because we live in this world.
这是个罪恶的世界
，this is a sinful world.
我们连基督都在里头
，and we living here.
我们同样的受苦啊
，we together will suffer.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们是在这个罪恶的世界
，because we are in this sinful world.
你的受苦不一定是你的罪
，your suffering may not be your sin.
是因为世界的罪
，it is because of sin of the world.
你去看罗马人书第八章
，Romans chapter 8，
连我们有出圣灵出出果子的，也同他们一同叹息劳苦啊。
Even those who bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit will have the same siding with them.
我常常讲这个中国的苦字最好。
The best writing of Chinese 苦。
最能发表是这个意见。
Suffering can express this meaning.
我请问你，这个苦字中国的苦字有几个十字架
？How many crosses are there in this Chinese 苦？
有三个十字架。下面呢
？The three.
一个口叫又口难言。
Three crosses and also with a mouth which can't express anything.
一个十字架已经够多了。
One cross is good enough.
三个十字架你苦不苦啊
？Three crosses will be such a great suffer.
所以难怪又苦难言了。
Well, you have suffered by can't say anything.
这个世界就是这样的一个世界。
This is a world.
我们有的时候
，when we sometimes
不是因为我们自己犯罪
，it is not because we sin.
就是因为我们在这一个罪恶统治的世界里头
，but it is because we are in the control of this world.
虚空穷止啊，虚空
，and it's emptiness.
是控制这个世界 ，control the world.
It's the entity that control the whole world.
所以我们大家都劳苦的不得了。
That's why we are the labor.
但感谢上帝啊
！But praise the Lord.
因为他是天父。
Because our heavenly Father.
他打发耶稣基督来。
And he sent Jesus Christ.
目的就是解决这个问题。
The purpose is to solve this problem.
目的就是解决这个问题。
And the purpose is to solve this
要做这个工作。
To do this work.
那么我们基督徒呢
？And we as Christians.
这里告诉我们说，必须做那，我们必须不是我，我们必须做那差我来这里工作。
We have to do the work that of the one who sent us.
那么我们包括什么人在里头
？We include who then?
包括什么人在里头
？Including who?、
啊、包括哪一个？啊，包括我们所有人在这里头。
All of us then.
所以我们基督徒应该去解决人的苦难呢、啊，还是增加人的苦难
？So we Christians, do we solve people's problem or suffering or add to them sufferings?
啊，解决啊！上帝祝福你。
God bless you that you can solve.
有的人呢，生下来就生怕不能叫人吃苦。
And a lot of people, when they are born, they like people to suffer.
啊，奇怪，好像这个叫人家吃苦，他快乐一点。
And looks, as if they're more joyful when people suffer.
你们有没有看见过这样的人
？Have you seen these
在教会里面这样的人
？In the church, are these people?
哈哈哈呀，这些人呢、啊，就天天叫人吃苦。
These are people who let people suffer.
哎，你们好像不同意我这个话一样的。哈哈哈呀，我这个教会里住了四十几年，我真明白呀、啊。
I know.
哈哈呀，有的人呢、啊，就是要叫人家增加苦难。
Some people add suffering to people.
看，早晨起来。
When they get in the morning,
到了教会
When they come to the church,
人家对他说早啊
They will say good morning.
某某弟兄早啊
Good morning.
某某姊妹早啊
Good morning.
他见了你以后啊
When they see you,
根本听见没有听见，他的眼睛生在那个上面
Because the eyes are grown up here.
哎呀，你这个一来啊，你整个一天的快乐都没得了
Then it killed all your joy for the whole day.
你说奇怪不奇怪
Isn't that strange?
我们美国的中国教会的青年人眼睛都生在这里的啊
That young Christians in America, our eyes are all up here.
连 good morning 这句话都不会讲的啊
We can't even say good morning.
啊，奇怪不奇怪
Isn't that strange?
你从他打个招呼，他好像没看见一样的
When they greet them, they just can't
see you. 天下就是他最大
He is the greatest.
叫人受苦啊
Well, it is suffering.
增加各式各样的困难
Also suffering.
在团契里开会的时候
，But in the meeting,
他总有些特别的主意。
They have some special ideas.
大家讲的那好，要做这件事。
And people、want to do this job.
就是他一个人要唱反调。
He is the one who opposed.
有没有这样的事呢
？Is that sort of thing or not?
哎呀，我看见这样的人啊，我有的时候跟他讲啊，你怎么搞的啊
？When I see that, people、ask why.
为什么老是要叫人家受点苦啊
？Why is they want to add suffering to people?
啊，尤其是对牧师。
And also, to the preacher, also they add to them.
因为他是还没有做牧师时候，我不敢讲。免得他不做牧师了，真的。
Yes, true.
这个牧师呢，对也是，错也是错，对也是错。
And the pastor, whether is wrong is wrong, whether is right also is wrong.
所以难怪那些年轻人神学毕业不做牧师。
Not only the young people don't want to be pastors.
今年有50个中国神学毕业生，只有2个进教会。
And this year there are 50 seminary graduates, only 2 will be pastors.
可怜不可怜啊
？Isn't that pitiful?
50个毕业， 两个进教会。
50 graduates, 2 enter church.
为什么？
Why?
教会的老板太多。
Because there are too many bosses in the
church. 大家做老板。
Everybody want to be a boss.
那个样子真难看啊。
And so the
ugly face. 尤其是那个管钱的，你看那个样子。
And the one who control the money, you see that his eyes are like that.
哎呀，我真是看了那个，我真是心里难过啊。
I feel so sorry.
难怪啊，人家不肯做牧师啊。
No wonder people don't want to be pastors.
哎呀，真的。
It's true.
你晓得吗？如果我要离开一个教会，我要对他们怎么讲？
If I want to leave a church, I'll tell them.
好像这个 Nixon 对那新闻记者讲的，你们记得有
次 Nixon told the reporters.
他说现在啊，你们没有 Nixon这个 kick them back, kick Ferguson back 啊，对不对？
No, you don't. Nixon kick for them back.
好像这传道人就生下来给你们受你们的气一样的。
As if that this pastor will be kicked by you.
你说什么事啊？你在这里发牢骚？No, 我不发牢骚。
I'm not murmuring.
我是在心里很平安。
I have peace in my heart.
中国人说见怪不怪。
The Chinese say, if you see strange in life, it's not normal strange.
我已经45了。
I'm 45 years.
我看见这样的人，我笑一笑，我走掉了。
When I see these people, I laugh and just walk away.
我看见我笑就说，你气上他的当。
Well, if you want to get angry, then we'll be happy.
你不气啊，他没有办法。
If you don't get angry, there's no way out for them.
所以第二天他来乖乖的。
Second day he come back.
什么事啊？你叫我做什么，我就做什么。
Reverend Shen, you ask me to do anything, I'll do.
他乖乖的，他乖乖的，你别理他。你教会没有他，照样是教会。
Don't bother them because the church is church.
你毁的他，那你上当。
Because if you get angry with them,
那事情多了。
Then there are better things.
他把你这个话吐死了以后啊，那弄得了你这个颈子都掉长了。
They will twist your words so they get so angry.
有的人正是在教会里天天叫人受苦啊。
Some people in the church they add problems to people.
在家庭里面也是一样啊。
In the family is the same thing.
无缘无故的豆腐里面寻骨头。
Without anything, they will try to find this bone in the egg.
这个 egg 里 bone 还好，这个豆腐里面怎么有 bone 呢？
他得 find the bone from this
side 的豆腐。真的，你要这个样子啊，真是样样是。这个太太死后，这个先生真死后的好啊。
And after the husband has died, probably the wife have a good life.
他总是有问题的。
But there's still problem.
不是什么茶叶太多，不是什么盐巴太多，不是什么糖的油。哦哟，那个这个老板样子真是气死的。
The husband will complain of all problems.
从来不晓得，哎呀，你这个饭烧的真好吃啊。
But they will never say this is a good food you cook today, wife.
这个先生真笨啊，我告诉你。
This is a stupid husband.
那是称呼这个谢谢那个太太，哎，你烧的好吃，下一次烧的更好吃嘛。
If you were to compliment her, probably the next meal will be better.
真的，那个先生真笨啊，我告诉你。
I tell you that husband is stupid.
所以那样的先生，我常常叫他我到 office 来赏他一哭。
Many times I give a lesson to this husband.
有的真的学了。
Yes, something
like that. 他回去的时候改变了。
When they go back to change.
我怎么知道呢？
How do I know?
他上班了，他太太打电话给我。
Because after they gone to the office, the wife will phone me.
不是啊，这个昨天大到你 office 一来啊，人完全改变了。
After he has gone to office, it's totally changed.
那你为什么不能叫人快乐一点呢？
So why don't I enjoy the people then?
你在外面做工辛苦得很，太太在家里还不辛苦啊。
You suffer in the office, but wife also suffer at home.
你不相信离开家三天，你看看他吃什么？吃西不疯。
The wife can go out of the kitchen and then they have nothing to eat.
但人就是这个样子啊。
But men are such.
但我们基督徒却不过是如此。
But Christians are not like that.
我们是 be a blessing to someone today.
We must be a blessing to others.
我们应该 be blessing to everyone today.
借我们施恩父，
对不对？
Isn't it right?
是不是？
Isn't it right?
人已经很痛苦了。
Man is having enough suffering.
从生下来到懂事。
From birth until we know about things.
从懂事一直到长大
，from we know things until we get to be adult，
多少痛苦啊
！There's so much suffering。
小学考中学考不起
，There are so many examinations we cannot pass through even junior high school。
中学考高中考不起
，even senior high we cannot pass through the examination。
高中考大学考不起
，even the college examination we cannot get through。
所以你们这些人还不老，头发都没得了。
So even before you are old, you are gray hair。
很多人你们头发都没得了，为什么呢？还老，我们老还没老，头发都掉光。
You have
多少难处啊
！So many difficulties.
这个那个，这个拿到博士以后找不到工作做。
After you got a PhD, you don't have a job.
还有你的爸爸妈妈在台湾还不晓得，因为你博士一拿，什么工作都有了。
And the parent wouldn't know in Taiwan because they thought that after a PhD, you have all the jobs.
今天信心的告诉爸爸生日啦，暗示你要寄钱。
And they would say that the dad would write to you that it's the birthday for me. Then you will send money.
明天不下个礼拜妈妈寄了，要送钱。
And the next month there's another birthday for the dad, mommy again.
天呐，你口袋里也没啊？多少
？Money is a sandbag.
两个、三个、二就五分。
Three quarters.
哎呀，真是可怜啊
！So pitiful.
多少的痛苦啊
！So much suffering.
但人就不晓得解决人家，帮助人家解决痛苦。
But we as men do not know how to solve problems for people.
不应该的。
it's not reasonable.
神不是这个样子的。
God is not so.
神是想要解决人痛苦的。
God wants to solve people's problems.
OK, 现在我们再回到这节圣经来。
Now coming back to this passage.
但这节圣经明明讲。
This Bible very clearly says.
请你们看第三节。
Verse 3.
明明说是要在他身上显出神的荣耀来。
So that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
对不对？
Isn't that right?
弟兄姊妹，是不是？
Isn't that right?
那么换句话说，这个上帝的荣耀建立在人的痛苦上了。
Can we say that then God's glory is built upon man's suffering then?
我不相信。
I don't believe.
因为我知道我的天父是慈悲的。
Because I know my heavenly father is merciful.
没有一个父亲喜欢儿子受苦的。
There's no single father who would like the son to suffer.
我不相信这件事。
I don't believe this.
那怎么办呢？
What to do then?
好，现在我要请那两位弟兄帮忙，我刚才写的黑板后面的抬来。
I'd like to carry the green board, not the blackboard.
To the front.
好，在我没有叫你们看我黑板上写的。
Before I ask you to read the words on a green board.
我要告诉你们，有的时候你需要念出圣经的原文的。
I want you to know someday you got to study the original language of the Bible.
那是你要认得圣经的原文。
If you want to know about the original language of the Bible,
正在懂的，把它摆在上面，好吧？所有人家都看得
清，
谢谢，可以吧？可以吧？就这样紧张起来。OK, OK, yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Like the sun to suffer.
我不相信这件事。
I don't believe this.
那怎么办呢？
What to do then?
好，现在我要请那两位弟兄帮忙，我刚才写在黑板后面的抬来。
I'd like to carry the green board, not the blackboard, to the front.
那在我没有叫你们看我黑板上写的。
Before I ask you to read the words on a green board.
我要告诉你们，有的时候你需要研究圣经的原文的。
I want you to know sometimes you got to study the original language of the Bible.
那是你要认得圣经的原文。
If you want to know about the original language of the Bible.
你真正懂的，把它摆在上面好吧，所有人家都看得
清。Just on the top,
可以吧？可以吧？就这样挤上去了。OK, OK, 也这样挤上去。Thank you very much. 谢谢。你要懂得圣经的原文啊。
You must know the original language of the Bible.
真是能够帮助你懂得这个事。
Because it'll help you.
那我现在先开始告诉你们，那个这里说要在他身上现出神的作为来。作为这两个字在英文是工作。
Work also in the original language is work.
我们中文把它是要在他身上现出上帝的作为来。这个翻译有点错误。
The Bible, the Chinese Bible says, so that upon him the word of God will be manifested.
不单是看原文的字一个字
not only the same word in the original language.
现在有一些传道人常常会犯一个毛病。
But now some preacher will commit this mistake.
我不叫哪一个人啊。
I'm not mentioning who.
我想你们有人晓得。
Probably you know.
说耶稣基督是首生的。
首生的。That Jesus was the firstborn.
啊，你们那恐怕你们不晓得，有人晓得这个事啊。有人晓得，你们有人晓得，有人讲耶稣基督首生的。
That people who say that Jesus Christ is the firstborn.
为什么呢
？Why?
这个传道人只认得 Greek 的字
，because the Greek word，
他不认得 Greek 的文 language
the Greek language they don't understand.
这个唐牧师是讲得非常的清楚，把音啊，把义啊，把言啊，把话讲得很清楚，这是很大道理。
Reverend Stephen Tong has given a very good explanation.
很多的人都懂得原文的字。
A lot of people know about original word,
但是他不懂得原文的文。
But they didn't know the language.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在原文里面有个 index, 就是换句话说，它文章的结构。
Because there's in context or index.
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 啊，它的结构。
The index.
因为它的结构啊，不能够照着字面讲的。
It cannot be explained according to what is superficial meaning.
好像说基督是首生的。
That Jesus Christ firstborn.
在原文正是这个样子。
In the original language, it'll be such.
但是在 Greek 的那个 index 里头啊， But, 是什么呢？是 over 受有生的，是超过一切受生的。
But in the index, which means that Jesus Christ is above all born.
所以单单认得字的人就不懂得原文啊。
So those only know word without knowing the language.
所以你们这些 layman， 你买一本原文英文对照的，你就在茶间把你乱吹，要小心啊。
So it is the danger if you buy interlinear language
对不对
and then try to boast.
啊，有好多，我们私下头有好些 PhD 的，家里买了好多参考书。哎呀，在茶间把你乱吹，这个年文怎么样？这个年文怎么样？跟我这么一讲，从此以后安安静静，一个都不讲话。
And a lot of PhD holder they buy a lot of reference book and try to boast.
啊，因为那一个传道人，他说是他是那一派的一个领袖，哇，说是这个圣经是这个 letters， 是字迹。
Because they will say that this Bible is letters.
所以这个 letters 叫人死，字迹叫人死。
And letters will cause to die.
哈，灵是叫人活。
But spirit will enlighten us.
他疯狂到什么样程度啊
After what statement?
He
will ask people to put the Bible there and just stamp on it. It's true. Tremble on
it.
Because whatever he has spoken, the preacher says is true.
That's
crazy, Pastor. No wonder that he can do such a great
mistake.
Such an intelligent man. But a man should be humble.
弟兄姊妹们，不管你有几个 PhD，
no matter how many PhD you have，
不管你有多少学问，
no matter how learned you are，
总要在神面前谦卑。
Before the Lord, you should be humble.
若不是神给我们的，哪样是我们的？
If it is not God has given to us, is anything that belongs to us?
Amen, but amen.
Amen.
Amen, but amen.
Amen.
我劝你们要谦卑。
You must be humble.
不要觉得好像我样样都懂了。
Don't think that you know everything.
这个人就是个样子，样样都懂了。
You know everything.
结果他做了错事。
Actually, he has committed a mistake.
讲了错的道理。
And they preach a wrong message.
这个圣经，你们晓得，圣经本来原来是那个 letters 都每一个都摆在一起的。
In the original language, all the letters are coming together.
是那些学者念了以后把它分开的。
It is scholars that try to divide it into words.
啊，然后把它组成句。
Then it's coming to sentences.
啊，中间有 comma, 有 period, 像这些东西都是人摆进去的。
Sometimes the comma or period is just added by scholars.
那我现在请你们看，我把头一句话稍微改一改。
Now the first statement I want to change.
上帝的工作在他身上彰显出来。
The word of God upon him is manifested.
那这个完全一样。
It's the same.
不过就把那又这个字拿掉了。
But only one is removed.
因为这个字容易有触觉。
Because this.Thing will cause problem.
好，所以在英文可以这样，神的工作在他上彰显出来。
God's word upon him is manifested.
在你们的中文、英文圣经都是这个地方一个 period.
There's a period word in Chinese or English Bible.
是不是个 period? 啊 ，period 的意思就是说，不是这个人犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪，神的工要在他身上彰显神的工作要彰显出来啊、彰显神的工作。Period 完了。
Period means neither this man or that man's sin, but the word of God will manifest upon him. That's the end.
中文圣经、英文圣经犯罪最大错误的地方。
That's the greatest mistake of Chinese or English Bible translation.
如果这样也犯
，If that's a translation,
换句话说，上帝的荣耀建立在我们人的痛苦上。
Which means God's glory is built upon our suffering.
No, 这个不对。
No, it's wrong.
所以我说，把这个 period 改成 comma.
Period now turn to comma.
你再念
，Then you read again.
那你就看见不同了。
You can see the difference.
看，不要看你们圣经，看黑板。
Look here.
看黑板。不是说不是这个人犯罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，神的工作在他身上彰显出来，趁着不热，我们必须做那菜，我来这里供，黑夜降到就没有人做了，意思同不同
？Is that difference, Alan?
看见没有，完全不同了，看见没有
？You can see the difference.
看见没有？看见没有，完全不同了，看见没有？好，为什么耶稣怎么讲
？Why is Jesus Christ say so?
懂了没有？懂了没有
？Do you understand now?
懂了没有
？Do you understand now?
我再讲。
I'll explain again. If you don't.
他不懂啊。
If you don't.
他不懂。OK。若是这是一个 period。
If that is a period,
那么换句话说，那一节圣经完了。
That is to say that verse ends here.
No, 这个就变了。上帝的荣耀建立在人的痛苦上。
That will imply that God's glory is built upon man's suffering.
若是是个 comma,
but it's a comma.
这句话没有讲完。
Then this the statement is not finished yet.
看见没有啊？看见没有？没有讲完。
Not finished yet.
什么意思呢
？What's the meaning?
就是从下面的一句话连起来。
Which in the concept is continued to the following.
意思叫神的工作在他身上彰显出来，趁着不天。我们必须做那菜，我来这里供。和夜降到，没有人能做了，懂不懂
？Continuous sense，
懂不懂？这样懂了吧？懂了没有？再不懂，我要钻到你心里去了。哇，弟兄姊妹们，这些 commentary 上没有的。
You cannot read from a commentary，
请你们原谅我。
That's forgiving，
不是我在这里讲啊。
Not that I'm saying anything，
commentary 上没有的。
You cannot find any commentary，
没有的。
No，
所以这你要懂得它的原文。
You must know the original language。
你要懂得它的结构。
And also the structure。
你懂得哦，是这个样子的。
Then only you know the answer。
那我现在把道理讲给你们听。
Now I explain to you。
为什么这样呢
？Why is this so？
为什么这个 period 变成 comma 就把这个道理讲通了呢
？Why is that when a period changes comma then they can explain？
听啊
，just listen
啊。现在呢，有个生来瞎眼的在这里，不要睡觉，不要睡觉啊。
Now we have this man who was born blind。
OK， 来 ，come on， 来 demonstrate. OK.
This man was born blind. Just take a respect.
Yeah, OK. 把眼睛闭起来。OK. 那现在嘛，在这个路上有一个瞎眼，都算了，他不是瞎眼的啊。我跟他说，一个生来瞎眼的在这里。
One who is born blind.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣看见一个生来瞎眼。
Jesus saw one who is born blind.
我已经讲了，耶稣一看见马上做工的。
When Jesus said he want to do, he saw.
但是现在呀，这个门徒们来。
But now the disciples.
好，这些门徒们这就话起来了。
And they start to argue.
No, 不是 argue, 这是说话。
Philosophy.
他们就开始好像有学问的人来了。
As if they're learned men.
拉比啊，眼睛闭起来，眼睛闭起来。拉比啊。
They say, Rabbi.
这个人生来瞎眼的。
This man is born blind.
是他犯了罪呢。
Because
he sinned. 他的妈妈，爸爸妈妈犯了罪。
Because the parents sinned.
你懂吧？
Do you understand now?
他们 argue 起来了。
They start to philosophy.
对不对？
Is that right?
对不对
？Is that right?
对不对
？Is that right?
对呀
，right.
你站着不动啊，我还没完。我再说一个比方
，and that illustration.
假定说这里有一个有个水塘
，if there's a pool here,
有一个小孩子掉下去
，there's a kid that fell down.
因为他不会游泳
，because he cannot swim.
他玩完水掉下去
，and he played with the water and fell down.
在水面上扑上去 ，help 叫一声下去了 ，help 叫一声下去了
，and crying help and help.
我们这一群的人都站在旁边
，and we are standing by that。
我们都在这开夏令会
，and we have summer conference。
我们就大家要哲学化起来了
，and we try to philosophize。
到底是哪一个人错
？Who is wrong？
是这个小孩子不乖呢，还是他赌父母招呼的不周到呢，还是政府没有在这里贴个牌子告诉人
？Who is wrong because of this kid who is not there? The parents will never take good care, or because the government never put a stack a plate？
你们懂不懂我这个意思啊
？Do you understand or not？
等到我们大家商量结果来以后，这个孩子怎么样？
When after we have discussed this problem, what happens to this kid? He will die.
已经死掉了。所以主耶稣说啊，神的工作在他身上彰显出来，趁着不热，我们必须做那差，我来这里供。何也讲道怎么样？没有人说供了。你们不要轻谈，你们懂轻谈两字吧？
Don't just only butt this cap.
看见这个人怎么样？不要轻谈，人家是一分钟都难得过啊。
Don't just butt this cap because he suffer even cannot bear with a minute.、
你眼睛不张开几分钟好过不好过？不好过吗？不好过、啊！哎呀，你看见那瞎眼的，一天到晚这个样子。
It's difficult just to close the eye even with a blind.
为什么？因为他看不见天吗
？Because he cannot see the heaven.
中都难得过啊
！Not even a minute that he can bear.
这些门徒们倒是这句话起来了，辩论什么这些问题，现成了好像是哥伦比亚的 PhD 一样的。
And the disciple just tried to philosophize.
你说说呢？主耶稣对他们怎么说啊
？What did Jesus say？
这都不是清谈的时候啊
！This is not the time to discuss this problem.
这个时候是应该把他的眼睛。睁开的时候，
It's the time to open his eyes.
谢谢。
Thank you.
懂不懂？懂不懂？现在明白了吧
？Now, brother, you understand now.
现在明白了吧
？Do you understand?
现在明白了没有
？Do you understand?
明白了没有？明白了。我们教会多少年来就是犯这个毛病。
So many years Chinese churches have committed this mistake.
你打开教会的历史看看。
You open the history of the Chinese churches and read.
这个什么会？这个什么会？这个什么会？天天辩论教义。
This conference, that conference, they discuss about and debate about doctrines.
在亚历山大神子有一次找有很多的 bishop 来开会。
A lot of bishop was called one time for a meeting.
为什么缘故呢
？Why?
他们争这一个问题。
Because they were debating a problem.
在一个大头钉上面可以站多少天使？站多少天使
？That upon a single this pin, how many angels can stand upon it?
你想想看，这个教会做什么
？What would the church do then?
几百个 bishop 来争论说这个。这个头上面可以站多少天使
？A few hundred bishops coming to discuss that upon this one, how many angels can stand there？
我们现在也是一样啊。
The same thing with us。
哎呀，争论啊，要怎么样受浸
？How to be baptized？
受浸的时候，有人主张要往前。
And even to immerse, sometimes will fall in front。
不但往前，还要三次，一次是圣父，一次是圣子，一次是圣灵。
Even three times, one from in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit。
外面那么多成人的人不去救，天天他妈来你吵我，我吵你，你吵我吵你。
There are so many lost people we wouldn't want to see, but we argue about doctrines。
你们嘛，不是教会了，我们嘛是才是真正教会。
You are not the true church, we are the true church。
谁叫他是真正教会的
？Who do you know that they are true church？
他反而主教王来了
，They became the Pope。
他骂人家是这个什么宗教这个宗教团，no，这个 denominations 啊，骂人家 denominations， 他自己比 denomination。
They were school people as denomination， actually they themselves denomination。
像这样的人要跑到人家礼拜堂里来，好像犯了奸淫一样的。
These are people they will come to the people's church as if they commit adultery。
肮脏的不得了啊
！They're so dirty。
你看看，但是你跑到他们那里去了呢
？But what about you when you go to their church？
更厉害
，even more serious。
真的，我不是骂他们。
I'm not scolding them.
他为什么要这样啊
？Why is that they want to behave such?
轻谈。
Just mere discussion. Mere discussion.
轻谈。我们要做工啊。
We have to work.
要做工啊。
We have to work.
懂不懂这件事啊？懂不懂这句话
？Don't you understand this statement?
若是这样一来
，If this is such，
你明白为什么要把这个 comma， 把这个 period 加做 comma？
Then you know why is they want to change the period to comma？
这样一来，整个的意义完全不同。
Because then the whole passage changed the meaning of it.
哦，感谢上帝啊
！Praise the Lord.
我明白主为什么讲这话。
You know why the Lord said this statement?
你们商量 争来商量去做什么
Then what for that you debate?
你不要做个神学家
You want to be a theologian?
你不晓得这个人痛苦
You know, you wouldn't know this man's suffering.
所以从耶稣这句话我们学了几件事
So from this statement of Jesus, we can learn a few things.
救人
To save people
是非常急的一件事
It is an important thing.
Emergent.
It's an emergency.
这是非常要紧的
It's urgent.
很急
Urgent.
啊不能够迟延的
That you cannot delay.
弟兄姊妹们我们有没有这样的心啊
Do we have this heart or not?
我们有没有想到人成人是个非常可怕的一件事
Have we ever known that to perish something terrible?
我们有没有这种急救的那种心情救人的灵魂
Do we have this very urgent heart to save?
从前这个 D.L. Moody 有这么样一个有这么一个见证
In the past, Moody had this testimony
他有一天晚上睡觉忽然想忽然想到这一天没有讲到
One night he was sleeping, he thought that he has not spoken yet today
没有对人讲耶稣的道理
He had never preached anybody today
所以他把睡觉一脱了再穿了衣服
So he changed the clothing again
他出去下雨
But it was going out was raining He took an umbrella
那这最好机会
And that was a good chance.
为什么呢？在路上看见人家没有伞，他就说：“你要不要跟我割伞呢？”
They see people that don't have umbrella. He want to share the umbrella with him.
这样一来就会懂人家讲讲耶稣了。
Then they can speak to people about Jesus.
哪晓得这是个酒徒
？But that was drunken.
又问他说：“你要不要得救？”他说 ：“Mind your own business.” 问他你要不要信耶稣啊
？Do you want to believe in Jesus? Yes.
那一个人就用拳都打他一拳了。
But he boxed him.
把他打到了贴在那个沟沟里面。
That he fell down.
说是 mind your own business 管你自己的事
Oh, mind your own business
那个摩迪说这个就是我的事啊
And he said this is my business
那个人就走掉了
And that man ran away
他爬起来了
He stood up
感谢主至少我第一个人讲得到
Praise the Lord at least I preached one people one person
他回去睡觉了
He went and sleep
第二天早上天还没有亮人敲门了不
Next day before he even the dawn breaks that somebody would knock at the door
就是昨天那个打他一锤的那个人来了
There was the one who boxed him yesterday
他说想来想去在这个城里面只有你这么一个人
There's only one person like you in this town.
关心人的灵魂
That take care of people's soul.
他说你跟我讲了这话以后啊
When he's spoken to me,
我心里不平安
I do not have peace.
上好不好？请你为我祷告
Could you please pray for me?
所以一个人跪在门外，他跪在门内
So he was kneeling outside and he was kneeling inside.
因为这个衣服还没换掉
嘛 Because he had not changed the clothing.
就为他祷告
I'm praying for him.
他就得救了
And he was safe.
哎呀，这些圣徒们的见证很感动我们的心啊
The testimony of saints touch us.
我们什么事都急切的，就是对人家讲到慢慢的。
But everything we are so urgent, but to preach to others, there's no urgency.
拿起个电话来跟人家讲东讲西，会讲半天。
When I pick up the phone, we can talk for days and hours.
请人家来聚会啊！你太太催你，赶快打电话，慢慢的，没关系，慢慢的吧，明天吧，明天吧。
And when there's evangelistic meeting, the wife asks you the phone, but you say, "Never mind, tomorrow I'll do it."
你上魔鬼大当了。
You have been tricked by Satan.
你知道吗？明天还有个明天吗
？Because for tomorrow, there's still another tomorrow.
明天还有个明天吗
？Tomorrow still have another tomorrow.
从前有一个人到城里来吃饭。
There was one who came to the city to eat.
哇，他看见那个饭店门口贴了一个条子，明天吃饭不要钱。
He saw a restaurant saying that tomorrow if you come to the restaurant, we won't charge you.
这个相信是好了。
Well, it's good now.
所以他第二天叫了好多菜，他去吃了。
So the next day he called all dishes and eat.
吃了以后，他妈妈嘴就走掉了。
After it, that's why the mom wanted to go.
店里面说的是。你怎么不付账的
？Why is there not pay？
昨天我来看见你们吃，你说明天吃饭不要钱呢、
啊、？Yesterday I came and see the sign saying that tomorrow if you can't you don't pay。
他说这个还在哪里啊
？Yes， it's still there。You just read。
明天吃饭不要钱的、啊、
，Tomorrow you don't have to pay。
你们好像还没有得到这个笑话一样的。魔鬼最厉害的方法就是叫我们传福音拖到明天啊
Satan, the most clever thing is they ask us to push tomorrow
我们为团契的事吵架我们为教会的事吵架我们忘记救人的灵魂了
We quarrel for every issue but forget to save people
还有一件事
One more thing
工作有它时间性的
And this job has their timeliness
工作不是永远可以给你做下去
The job, you cannot do it forever
弟兄姊妹们在天国的工作上有一天
The heavenly work, there's one day
不能做
that you cannot do.
好像黑夜到了没有人做
Just like when the night comes, you can't do it.
弟兄姊妹要做都不能做
If you want to do, but you can't.
工作有它时间性的
There's also a time limit for work.
不能说哎呀明天不做还有天今夜不做明夜 No!
You can just push and push.
我实在看见上帝有他的安排
I can see that God actually arranged.
你们不是看见以弗所第一章里说照着按照着他的安排
Ephesians chapter 1 says according to his
fixed 时期满足的时候
When the time comes,
天上地下一切在基督里要同归一。
All the things upon heaven and earth will be in Christ become the unity.
安排这个字在原文。
Arranging
在有权柄的手里面是计划的意思。
In the hand of the one who is almighty is planning.
行政的意思。
It's administration.
所以神是有计划的。
God is the one who planned.
他有时间表的。
He has a time schedule.
我可以告诉你。
I tell you.
我是一个中国孤独的传道人。
I'm a lonely Chinese preacher.
我看见中国的教会怎么样的起来。
I see Chinese is growing up.
我看中国的教会怎么经过苦难。
And how we go through sufferings.
现在我们又到了美国了，又看见有机会为做工作。
And now we see another chance to work in America.
当共产党还没有完全占据中国的时候。
Before communism totally taking over China.
我们中国有个非常好的机会传福音。
There was a good opportunity to preach in China.
奇怪，就好像是一个 season 一样的。
But strange enough.
特别是在世界中间
especially among the intellectuals,
差不多每一个国立大学，任何一个大学，我们都可以进去传道。
Even every university, we can go in and preach.
好，中学也可以进去讲道。
Even senior high school.
你知道我怎么进去当中学生讲道
？How did I go to high school to preach?
我那个时候没有什么会的。
I don't know much.
就是个人去有个感动去讲道。
I don't have a backing. I go personally.
就找到一个老师。
I found a teacher.
他是个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
他住在学校的。
He's staying at home.
我跟他说，我来住在你那里可以不可以
？I asked him, can I stay with you?
吃饭我自己负责。
I'll pay for my own food.
到了下午，学生在体育场上打球的时候
，When in the afternoon they are playing basketball,
我也换了衣服去同他们一同打球。
I'll change and then play with them.
打球不是休息的吗
？Sometimes they rest time for basketball.
休息下来的时候，我就讲故事。
During rest time, I'll talk story.
但我讲故事有一套。
I have my way.
我不是吹啊，请你们原谅我，我一点没有这个意思。
I have my way to tell story.
什么呢？我就讲到最要紧。刚刚最要紧关头的时候，我不讲了，要听明天再来。
When it comes to the most important thing, I'll stop there and say, you'll come tomorrow.
啊，我一个故事可以讲两个礼拜。
Sometimes a story can tell for two weeks.
我对太太常常 complain.
Sometimes why will complain?
她说你总是讲故事给人家，你为什么不讲给我听
？Why is that you tell story to others, never tell me?
我讲给人家的故事是天南地北、乱七八糟的。
Because when I tell a story, I tell lots of stories.
我总是讲到了那个最要紧的地方不讲了。
But when it comes to the most important point, I'll stop that.
所以到第二天我去打球，他们打一半不打了，他们坐下来听我讲故事。
So the next day when I go again, halfway the basketball game, they'll stop and listen.
把福音摆在故事里头。
Then you put the gospel into the story.
他们把门打开。
Then they don't open the door.
正式地向他们传福音。
And also, I preached them directly.
很好的机会呀。
It was a good chance.
大学生也是一样的。
Even with the
一半的人也是一样的。
Undergraduates.
但是哪知道没有三年的时间。
But less than 3 years.
门就关掉了。
The door was closed.
我到现在非常懊悔。
Even today, I feel so regret.
哎呀，我想到那一个时候，我们教会大家你争我夺。
Everybody was fighting among the churches.
但没有晓得传福音。
No one know how to preach.
若是大家晓得传福音的话
，Everybody know how to preach.
我们整个的国家有个大的转变。
Then there's a great change in our nation.
好像 Great Britain 一样的，英国一样的。
Just like Great Britain.
他们有一个福音的大复兴。
There was a great revival.
免去了一个流血的革命。
And so they got a bloody revolution.
我今天站在这里是一个羞耻的警告。
Here I have a very shameful warning to you.
我是个中国的传道人。
I'm a Chinese preacher.
我从大陆上出来的。
I've come from mainland China.
看见过神给我们机会。
I've seen that God has given a chance.
但我们这辈的传道人没有好好的拿住机会。
But we the preacher have not caught hold of a chance.
年轻的弟兄姊妹们啊。
Young brothers and sisters.
神给我们北美洲的团契中国教会很好的机会。
God gives now American church, Chinese church a very good chance.
不要错过这个机会。
Don't let this chance just go away.
好不好
？Isn't that good?
好不好？
It's all right.
还有一件事。
One more thing.
你懂我有一天讲不动的。
One day you will not understand me.
像我昨天讲的。
Like what I said yesterday.
我从前呢想这样讲，一天讲四次不在乎。
In the past, I can preach for 4 times in the day, but I wouldn't feel tired.
我在香港、台湾一个礼拜至少十次。
And also Taiwan and also also in the Hong Kong, I preach 10 times a week.
但现在我不行。
But now I just can't.
我讲一次，脸上怎么讲都有点困难。
Even once, I feel so tired.
我在这个 past conference, 因为另外一个讲也不来，我一个人讲，哎呀，差不多讲了8堂，再加上4堂，12堂，一个人讲了12堂。
In the pastor's conference, because one of the speaker did not turn up, so I spoke for 14 sessions.
讲到我的骨头都断掉了。
Even my bone was broken.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and
sisters, 你有一天要讲都没法子讲了。
One day when you want to speak, there's no chance for you.
为什么不趁着年轻的时候献上你的力量
？Why not at a time when you're still young, give your strength to the Lord?
我们有没有这个诗歌，趁着我年轻的时候献上啊，献上我年轻的？有没有这首？有没有？
应该有，应该有。
第几首
？Give up your best to the master.
Yeah, yeah. 请弹琴的姊妹帮我们弹琴啊。
Which one?
Not nice.
Check G. Just give a cut first.
59. 忠心为真理大战， 将你最好的献礼主，献你炼净的力量，穿上就完全不惧抓，忠心为真理打仗。请大家站起来唱第一句。
Rise, first verse.
我们唱的时候
When they're singing,
已经决志 要把自己献给主，全世间传福音的人。
Those who have dedicated to the Lord for full time serving the Lord，
已经奉献了。
Those who have already dedicated，
你请你唱的时候走到这边来。
When we are singing, just come to the front。
若是我们中间有人这一次受圣灵感动，
If there's anyone who is touched by the Holy Spirit，
你说我不晓得我怎么样， 但我把自己奉献给你。
They say I wouldn't know about myself， but I dedicate myself
to you。 我愿意全世界的侍奉。
I want to serve you full time。
我们唱第一节的，请你站到这边来。
When I sing the first verse, you come to this side。
让我们好好地在主面前唱这个诗歌。
We want to sing before the Lord and offer
the 中国教会需要你。
Shiny churches need you。
神的国需要你。
God's kingdom need you。
我们这些年纪都太大了。
We are already too old。
我们终有一天要倒下来的。
One day we have just fall down flat。
谁来接我们的位置？
Who can take our baton？
你若是已经奉献了，
If you are already dedicated，
就到这里来。
Just come to this side。
你现在要奉献。
Now they want to dedicate yourself。
你就到这边来。
Come to this side。
我们唱第一节。
First verse。
稍微唱快一点点。 将你圣洁的精心，忠心为真理打仗，主耶稣已有好榜样，将你最好奉献，将你最好的献礼主，献你炼净的力量。 穿上就完全不紧张，忠心为真理打仗。我们再唱一次，因为有人走上来。
One more time.
哦，主实在是需要你。
God needs you.
主实在是需要你。
God needs you.
哦，趁着时间能做的时候，我们赶快为主做。
When we still have time, do it for the Lord.
我们唱第一节。
将你最好的献礼主，献你炼净的力量，将你圣洁的精心，忠心为真理打仗，主耶稣已有好榜样。 勇敢坚定不惧怕，你要忠心紧紧抓住，将最好奉献给他，将你最好的献礼主，献你炼净的力量。 穿上就完全不紧张，忠心为真理打仗。请大家低头。
We shall bow our head.
我们 David 都在，David 请你上前来。我们请 David 周弟兄 周大卫弟兄领我们祷告，也为我们站在前面的祷告。中间有几个今天是第一次把他们献上的，我们为他们感谢，求圣灵在他们身上盖上印记。已经奉献的，求主保守他们每一个人的奉献心圣洁，一直等到主再来。
We'd like to pray for these people, even for those who have dedicated themselves. We pray that God will keep them. And for those who just dedicated themselves, pray that God will strengthen their dedication.
在我们后面站着的，巴不得不要忘记，神把这个传福音的工作，这人交给我们每一个人。
Those who are standing behind, don't forget that God has given the responsibility of preaching to us.
所以我们回去的时候，
So when we go back,
趁着白天快快地为主工作。
When it is still day, work hard for the Lord.
总要靠着主的爱和力量解救人的困难痛苦。
Through the love and the strength of Jesus Christ, solve the suffering and problems of people.
每一天祷告。
Every day you should pray.
叫我们成为人的祝福。
That through us, there will be blessing
for others. 不要成为人的痛苦。
Do not be a suffering for others.
求主复兴我们。
Pray that God will revive us.
给我们有一个传福音的灵。
Give us spirit of preaching the gospel.
现在我们请天父的灵我们祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful because that you have saved us and called us from the darkness and into the light. And now we have the privilege of being called to serve you.
Praise the Lord.
And indeed, it is an honor thing to do.
Yes, Lord.
And we are thankful that you have chosen us.
Yes, Lord.
And we come to you with joy and thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
Because we have this privilege of serving the Lord of the universe.
Praise the Lord.
And we are thankful that, Lord, you have chosen us, although we are unworthy. But we are thankful that we are not worthless before you.
That
you want to use us to accomplish your great work. Lord, we pray that you will raise up more young people and professionals and anyone that you want to use for your namesake and for your honor and for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
And for the benefit of your church. We are thankful, Lord, that you have called us. We pray that we will be united.
Yes, Lord.
That we will serve and work together.
Amen.
That we, not just ourselves,
Lord.
We will cooperate and work together.
Amen.
Shoulder and shoulder, so that we will walk together.
Amen.
Because we must. It is necessary for us to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Because while it is day, night is coming when no man can work.
Oh, yes.
Lord, give us the sense of the urgency.
Yes, Lord.
The things that you want us to do. Lord, as we see the people around us still do not know you, once again, Lord, we ask you that give us the sense of urgency,
yes, Lord,
so that we will have the compassion for the people around us.
Oh, yes,
Lord, enable us. Grant us, Lord, because it is you who has called us and it is you who will accomplish your good work to each one of us. Lord, I like to commit each one of us into your hand.
Amen.
You know our condition. You know our fear.
Yes, Lord.
And you know our laziness.
Yes.
And you know our inadequacy.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, we can come to you with boldness because of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We know that if we put our hands in your hand, if you put our lives in your hand, and if we make ourselves available, you will be able to use us.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, once again, we pray for each one of us that we may be faithful to the end, that our commitment will be thorough, will be complete,
yes,
that Christ will be preeminent, that we will allow you to work in our lives so that in every areas of our lives belong to you, that you will be the Lord of all our lives.
Yes,
and then also, Lord, we pray that our commitment to you will be to the end,
yes,
until
Lord.
Our old age, that we will abide and we will follow you. Grant each one of us, Lord, that we will have this desire, and we are thankful for the honor that we have to serve you, the Lord of this universe. And we pray that through each one of us, that many lives will be won to you, to enter into the kingdom of God, and that the Chinese church will be, we will see the glory of your, of what you will accomplish in the years ahead. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll sing again 59 the chorus.
将最好的献一组，一面唱的时候， 我很喜欢你们的名字给我，我能够为你们祷告，我不能为你们做别的，我盼望能够为你们祷告。若是你们喜欢的话，请你们可以把名字给我，我记得你们，我懂我内容。我们每一天都有我们的 family altar， 我们可以轮流的为你们祷告，不能每一天为你们祷告，轮流为到你们祷告，为你们祷告，请你们可以把你们名字给我。若是喜欢的话，你们喜欢，我们好不好？我们唱这首副歌，我们一同站着唱。我们真的求主帮助我们，让我们把这个线上不再受毁。哈利路亚！我们唱第一节，of course 来。
主耶稣已有好榜样，勇敢坚定不低跑，你要忠心敬虔爱主，将最好奉献于他，将你最好的献礼出，献你年轻的力量，穿上旧安全服金装，忠心为真理打仗。
我们就唱将你最好的献礼出，在副歌里说来，
将你最好的献礼出，献你年轻的力量，穿上旧安全服军装，忠心为真理打仗。
啊，我们又坐下了一前，我要谢谢神。
And thank God before I sit down，
给我这个机会，能够同你们在这里一起同工。
That He gave me this opportunity to be co-worker with you，
也是谢谢使者，特别是谢谢 David 打了几个电话给我。让我能够有这个机会在这里为主做见证。
I want to thank AFC, especially David Chow, who has phoned me for several times so that I have this opportunity to work with you.
明天早上我一早就要回西雅图。
Tomorrow early in the morning, I'll go back to Seattle.
请你们为我祷告。
You just pray for me.
巴不得我在年老的时候仍然忠忠心心的为主工作。
That at the time when I'm old, I can still faithfully working for the Lord.
当我见他面的时候，不至于羞耻。
That at a time when I see him, it will not be shameful for me.
巴不得我们每一个人回去都是大家彼此勉励。
That when we go back, each and every one of us will exhort one each other.
若是你们要有什么事喜欢要同我谈谈，写信，你们可以找这个 David， 他有我的地址。
If there's anything you'd like to correspond with me, you can find address from David Chow.
我再一次谢谢主，谢谢你们给我这个机会服侍你们。
Once again, I want to thank Lord and also thank you for giving me this opportunity to work with you.
服侍你们。
And to serve you.
你上帝祝福你们。
Pray that God will bless you.
请你们前面的人回去坐下。
You can just leave and go back.
谢谢你给我翻译。